سورة طه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى، تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. طه، we have not sent down the Quran to you to cause you distress. People say, oh, I'm not ready to read the Quran, and the Quran frightens me. This Quran is a gift of love. It's a gift of joy. We should look on it like that. We have not sent down the Quran to you to cause you distress, but only as a reminder to those who are Allah conscious. A revelation from Him who has created the earth and high heavens. Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. The Most Gracious rose over the throne. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth and all that is between them and all that is under the soil. Now look at the beauty of the words. All that is in the heavens, all that is on the earth, all that is between them and all that is under the soil. As Allah tells us in Surah Hadid, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. He is the first and the last, and He is the obvious and the hidden. Our vision cannot encompass Him. وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ. His vision encompasses us. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And if you speak aloud, then indeed He knows the secret and that which is yet more hidden. Some feelings which we haven't told anyone, which we've only partially realized ourselves, Allah knows them even before we feel them. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Him belong the most beautiful names. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. And has there come to you the story of Musa? When he saw a fire, he said to his family, indeed I have seen a fire. Perhaps I can bring you some burning brand therefrom, or find some guidance at the fire. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. When he came to the fire, he was called by name, O Musa, indeed I am your Lord. Musa alayhi salam was called Kalimullah, the one to whom Allah spoke directly. Just imagine that moment. What an awesome moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's voice being heard by Musa alayhi salam. Indeed I am your Lord. So take off your shoes. You are in the sacred valley Tuwa, and I have chosen you. So listen to that which will be revealed to you. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Indeed, I am Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but I. So worship me and establish salah for my remembrance. Here we find that salat and remembering Allah have been linked together, that the fundamental purpose of salah is to remember Allah. Now because we have a limited concept of zikr and we think zikr is simply saying subhanallah, subhanallah or reading those beads, we find sometimes at Quran khanis that people are so busy trying to finish their separa or so busy reading their beads that they forget their salat. And they know their salat is being qaza, they say, let me just finish the zikr first. Look at Allah's words, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish salat for my remembrance. That's the purpose of salah. Now sometimes when we pray and we get up and then we, you know, forget all about Allah, then salat has not achieved its purpose. The whole purpose of salat is to instill remembrance of Allah in our hearts. 5 times a day Allah calls us towards Him with great love and tenderness. Indeed, the hour is coming. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked, which deed is the best in reward? And he said, As-salatu fi waqtiha. Salat in its proper time. He didn't just say salat. He said salat in its proper time. Indeed, the hour is coming, and I am almost hiding it from myself, that every person may be rewarded for that which he strives. Now, we know that when we die, then it's like our day of judgment has started because we won't have any more chances then. Now, if all of us knew the day we had to die, we would prepare for our death. But that's the whole test. We don't know when we'll be called to Allah. So we have to prepare for it constantly. That every person may be rewarded for that which he strives. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فترضى. Therefore, let not the one who does not believe therein. Now sometimes we can openly say, I don't believe in the day of judgment, and sometimes our actions can show that we don't believe in the day of judgment. Because if we did, our actions would be different. Let not the one who does not believe therein, but follows his own desires, divert you therefrom, lest you perish. Again, Allah reiterates the importance of our friends, the company we keep. Allah is not saying that don't start following your own desires. Allah is saying don't let the one who's following his own desires, who's not interested in the hereafter, who doesn't want to think about death, don't let such a person divert you as well, lest you perish. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ And what is that in your right hand, O Musa? Now Musa alayhi salam is holding his staff. Why does Allah have to say, what is that in your right hand? See, Allah is teaching us the method of imparting knowledge. That this staff was going to achieve great miracles. So Musa alayhi salam had to be made attentive. He had to look at it carefully. مَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ What is that in your right hand, O Musa? قَالَ هِيَ عَسَايَا He said, this is my stick, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep. وَلِي فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ And wherein I find other uses. Now this is so beautiful. Musa alayhi salam could have simply said, this is my staff. But he goes on, he says, this is my stick, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep, and wherein I find other uses. Why is he giving Allah all this irrelevant information? Because of his love for Allah. He wants to go on talking to Allah. When you love someone, you know, you're never tired of talking to them. You want to go on and on, telling them whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're feeling, whatever you've been doing. You know, at the end of the day, the mother calls the children and says, so tell me, what have you done today? So Musa alayhi salam says, this is my stick, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep, and wherein I find other uses. Qala alqiha ya Musa. Allah said, cast it down, O Musa. Now this is beautiful. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears from him how useful this stick is, Allah says, now cast it down. What does he do? What would we have done? We would have said, no, but Allah just told you that I use it. I can't throw it down right now. Maybe in a year or so I'll be ready. He cast it down and behold, it was a snake moving quickly. This is the test of Iman. When Allah tells us to give up something which we think is beneficial, we obey. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ When his Lord told him surrender, that's it, end of story. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ He said, I have surrendered for the Lord of the worlds. So Musa cast it down and behold, it was a snake moving quickly. قَالَ خُزْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ Allah said, grasp it and fear not. Now just imagine, in the space of like 2 minutes, he's thrown down his stick for Allah, the stick which benefited him. He's seen that stick turn into something dangerous. Allah saying, grasp it and fear not. He shall return it to its former state. And he obeys Allah. He doesn't halt and think, well, that's so difficult, and what if the snake were to sting me? He grasps it. That is Iman, instant obedience. And press your right hand to your left side. It will come forth white without any disease as another sign. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَىٰ That we may show you some of our greater signs. First Allah prepares Musa alayhi salam. He prepares Musa alayhi salam by this small little test. Throw down your stick and now pick it up while it's in the shape of a snake. And now he tells Musa alayhi salam his true mission. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَا إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ Go to Fir'aun. Indeed he has transgressed. Now we know that in those times people used to regard their pharaohs as being sacred. So the pharaoh was not simply a secular ruler. He was like their god. You know, someone that they worshipped. Now for someone who had been brought up in that culture, to be told that you have to go and correct the person whom the other people are worshipping, none knew better than Musa alayhi salam, the enormous resources at Pharaoh's command, the armies at his command, the financial resources at his command. And one man is being told to go to Pharaoh because he has been transgressing. Now we need to realize that why is the story of Musa alayhi salam repeated so often in the Quran? Again and again we find the story from different perspectives. Really this story symbolizes the confrontation of the Muslims versus secularism, versus materialism. And Musa alayhi salam represents us Muslims. Now it's one against so many. قال رب اشرح لي صدري. He doesn't say no, that's impossible. How can I do that? He prays to Allah. All right, Allah, if that's the responsibility you've given to me, then grant me the strength to fulfill it. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من اهلي هارون اخي. He said, O my Lord, expand for me my heart. This is a beautiful dua to read before giving a dars or before giving an exam or going to someone that you fear. A prayer for confidence and strength. Expand for me, open for me my heart and ease my task for me. He's not refusing to accept the task, but he prays to Allah that Allah makes it easy for him. And loose the knot from my tongue that they understand my speech. Allah, teach me how to communicate with people. Let me be able to convey. Knowledge in itself is not enough. We need to know how to explain to people. And appoint for me a helper from my family, Harun, my brother. Why is the Muslim Ummah not prospering today? Because the Muslim Ummah is so busy fighting among itself. We don't even have time to think about confronting the enemies of Islam. We're so busy confronting each other. Look at Musa alayhi salam's wisdom. He realizes he cannot accomplish it alone. He says, appoint for me a helper from my family. Yet we Muslims divided in our sectarian beliefs. No, I am doing this and so I am right and everyone else is going to hell. We've forgotten our true mission. And this was what Shaitan wanted to do and he succeeded. We've forgotten our mission. What is our mission? لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. We're supposed to be conveying this message to all mankind. But we're so busy fighting about how we reach Salat that we've forgotten that mission. We've forgotten the purpose of our existence. Musa alayhi salam has the wisdom to realize he needs a helper. United we stand, divided we fall. Harun, my brother, increase my strength with him and let him share my task. Now how does he define his task? كَيْنُ صَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. That we may glorify you much and remember you much. When Muslims forget to fight for Allah's glory and they start fighting for their own land or their own heritage, then their cause does not succeed. They're not saying that their mission is to take over Egypt. They're saying that our mission is that we may glorify you much and remember you much. Indeed, you are ever a seer of us. قَالَ قَدْ أُؤْتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah said, you are granted your request, O Musa. And indeed we conferred a favor on you another time when we inspired your mother with that which we inspired, saying, put him into a chest and put it into the river. Now again, see, Musa alayhi salam's mother is interestingly enough tested in much the same way. In order to save her child, she's told to throw her child in the river for Allah. We're not even prepared that our children should do hifz. We don't even want our children to become too religious, lest they start becoming a social embarrassment. What has Allah told Musa alayhi salam's mother? Throw this child in the river. Then the river shall cast it up on the bank. There an enemy of mine and an enemy of his shall take him. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And I endowed you with love from me, in order that you may be brought up under my protection. So Musa alayhi salam's mother has also been tested. And like all the mothers of all the prophets, she fulfills the test. She throws the child in the river for Allah's sake. See, what is the message that Allah is giving us? Just put your children in Allah's path. Allah will take care of them. Allah will support them. People say, oh, how can our daughter do hijab? She won't get any proposals. Allah is saying, just throw them in my path. I will take care of them. I will defend them. I will protect them. An enemy of mine and an enemy of his shall take him. He's been brought up by Fir'aun. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do this. God moves in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. Then what happens when your sister went and said, shall I show you one who will nurse him? So we restored you to your mother that she might cool her eyes and she should not grieve. Subhanallah. Look at Allah's tenderness for women. We saw Allah's tenderness for Maryam alayhi salam and we see Allah's tenderness for Musa alayhi salam's mother. If you remember in Surah Yusuf, again and again we see a father's grief and anguish. But his suffering goes on for much longer than Musa alayhi salam's mother. A mother who's just been parted from her newborn child. Obviously, she's missing the child. She's crying for the child. She wants to feed the child. So what happens? So we restored you to your mother, that she might cool her eyes and she should not grieve. Then you did kill a man, but we saved you from great distress. This was an accidental murder, and tried you with a heavy trial. Then you stayed a number of years with the people of Madian. Then you came here according to the fixed term which I ordained for you, O Musa. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي, and I have chosen you for myself. This is such an honor to be chosen by Allah for His deen, to serve His deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, مَنْ يُرِدَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whomsoever Allah wishes to do any good to, He grants him understanding of deen. We think of it as a burden. We say, no, don't tell me. If I know, I have to act upon it. Allah is saying, I have chosen you for myself. This is the most glorious moment in Musa alayhi salam's life, that all his life has been leading up to this event when Allah will choose him. Go you and your brother with my signs, and do not both of you become weak in my remembrance. Sometimes we're so busy preaching to people, we forget to act upon it ourselves. We're so busy teaching the Quran, we forget to read our prayers. Allah says, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِ. Don't become weak in my remembrance. What do we learn from Surah Muddathir? Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, qum fa'andhir. O you wrapped in blankets, get up and warn people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and exalt your Lord. Don't forget that in your mission. Go both of you to Fir'aun. Indeed, he has transgressed. Faqula lahu qawlan layyina, la'allahu yatadhakkaru aw yakhsha. Speak to him softly. Perhaps he may accept admonition or fear Allah. People say, Allah doesn't give chances. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice. Fir'aun, as we see in the Quran, is the epitome of all evil. And yet Allah is saying to them, speak softly to him. Don't antagonize him. Don't start preaching at him or talking down to him. And sometimes when we too adopt a fine brimstone approach towards people, then they say, well, if this is deen, we don't want any part of it. Why do we change the channel when we switch it on and we see any Maulvi giving a dars? Because we're afraid that it's just going to be fire and brimstone. Do this or you'll go to hell. And if you do this, you're going to suffer and Allah's going to punish you. That's not the way to do da'wah. What is Allah saying? They're going to Fir'aun, the epitome of all evil. And Allah saying, speak to him softly. What did we learn? اُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Call to the path of your Lord with wisdom. Come to the other person's level. Be tolerant, be understanding, don't be judgmental. وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. And a beautiful discourse. But that doesn't mean that we say, well, I don't want people to think I'm judgmental, so I'm not going to tell them. No, and a beautiful discourse. That is hikmah. Speak to him softly. He doesn't say, well, don't speak to him at all because he might think you're judgmental. He says, speak to him, but speak to him softly. Perhaps he may accept admonition or fear Allah. They said, O our Lord, indeed we fear lest he should hasten to punish us or lest he should transgress. Even prophets are human beings. Muslims nowadays feel so intimidated by the enemies of Islam. What can we Muslims do? Look at us, we're suffering. Look at Musa and Harun alayhimus salam. Look at their iman. If they could do it, why can't we? قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا. Allah said, do not be afraid. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا. I am with you both. أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. I can hear and I can see. Now they knew that. But just Allah's saying this to them gave them confidence. So both of you go to him and say, indeed we are messengers of your Lord. So let the children of Israel go with us and do not torment them. Indeed we have come with a sign from your Lord. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَىٰ. And peace will be upon him who follows the guidance. Truly it has been revealed to us that the torment will be for him who denies and turns away. Now look at the wisdom of da'wah. They're not pointing fingers and saying that the torment will be for you. The torment will be for him who denies and turns away. Now they're standing before Fir'aun. قَالَ فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ. Fir'aun said, who then, O Musa, is the Lord of you two? Now imagine that these two prophets standing before that court. And that court, as we learn, was a court of great grandeur and splendor. So everyone must have been dressed in their flamboyant clothes. And looking at them, you know, with contempt, that what do these people have to say? This is courage. This is iman. Fir'aun said, who then, O Musa, is the Lord of you two? قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Musa said, our Lord is he who gave to each thing its form and nature, then guided it aright. What guidance is this? That Allah creates everything in perfect proportion and then teaches it its function. Who taught our eyes to see? Who taught our body to function? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the message that Musa alayhi salam is giving? That if Allah can physically guide us and our limbs and our organs and the different things in creation, then why wouldn't Allah be concerned about our spiritual guidance? And this is materialism. This is what it teaches you. Focus on the worldly, focus on your body and a beautiful face, and we forget about the soul within. So Musa alayhi salam is pointing out to them subtly that if Allah can guide us to our physical functions, what about our spiritual nourishment? Now look at Fir'aun's reply. قَالَ فَمَا قَالُ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَىٰ He's so cunning, he says, what about the generations of old? Now from this statement of his, we realize Fir'aun is not interested in Iman. Because his question is totally removed, and that's what people do to throw you off balance. You're telling them something, they say, well tell me, why are the Maulvis so wicked, and why is it that people who pray cheat others and hurt others' feelings? A totally irrelevant question. So he asked this controversial question at this point to trip Musa up. قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي Musa alayhi salam gives a reply full of wisdom. He said, the knowledge of that is with my Lord in a record. He neither errs nor he forgets. So he's not ashamed of saying, I don't know. He says, the knowledge of that is with my Lord. He doesn't say, well, they were all kafirs and they all must be burning in hell. He says simply, no, the knowledge of that is with my Lord. And how we delight to pass judgments. Yes, yes, you know, I know the answer to that. Sometimes it's best to remain silent and attribute all knowledge to Allah. Then he diverts their attention to another direction. My Lord does not forget who has made earth for you like a bed, and has opened roads for you therein, and has sent down water from the sky, and we have brought forth with it various kinds of vegetation. Eat and pasture your cattle therein. Indeed, in this are signs for people of understanding. Indeed, from the earth we created you, into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out once again. And indeed, we showed him all our signs, but he denied and refused. All the proofs were before him, but he couldn't bear the thought of bowing down before another.